When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
How about Cam Ward? He maintains he's going to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And I still have some reservations that he's actually going to be out there for the entire game. Would you advise him to play? Do you think he's going to play? And what would be the benefit of him playing?
Well, I think this. The benefit of him playing is you go out with your teammates one more time. And that's kind of, you know, it. You get a chance to play for with those guys that you play with all season. And I think there are issues. You know, listen, the big news is who's in the transfer portal. I mean, Marshall makes a bowl game. They don't have enough players on their team to actually go to the bowl game. So they had to find a replacement. So you're finding the backup quarterback for Penn State. They're about to go in the playoffs. He went in the portal. He can't even play in the playoffs because, you know, of this NIL and the portal window, what time it opens and when you have to transfer. I think there are also things that, you know, in the NIL day and age, part of your agreement is if you play in the bowl game, there's incentive. Let me just put it to you that way.
That is a benefit that I hadn't thought of. But
there's incentive. I would think there's incentive there, wouldn't you? I mean, there's got to be incentive. Yeah, I think there's incentive for the player. But I would think that and that's one thing. Isn't it interesting that we haven't heard a lot about opting out? We've just heard of transfers. Because I think these schools have said, okay, well, your compensation is based on, you know, a monthly thing. And if you're not playing in this bowl game, then your compensation has ended.
You're right, because it used to be a player would opt out of the bowl game.
Yeah, that started with McCaffrey and Fournette, and those guys were kind of the first guys, like top flight guys, but not in a playoff or a championship-type bowl. They opted out because they didn't want to get hurt. And I think that we haven't seen that because that's probably what schools have done. They have tied together, you know, maybe with the bowl sponsors or whatever, that there is real incentive for these guys to play.
That makes sense.
Could the bowl do anything for Cam's draft status? Because what I've heard is he's the first quarterback taken. They say his arm, like Shedeur Sanders is going to be top five, you know, top 10 for sure, whatever it is. But they say everybody I talked to said Cam's arm is stronger. Cam's a decision maker. He'll take more chances than Shedeur, but it pays off almost. Like, is there anything he can prove in a bowl game?
I would say if you're top 15, I don't think there's anything that any one of these kids can do in the playoffs or the bowl game that they can do. I think they could only hurt their draft status with an injury. I mean, I can't remember how many years ago it was. Jake Butt, the tight end for Michigan, he was slated as a top 25 pick and tore up his knee in the Citrus Bowl, and, you know, ended up hurting him. He made the league but didn't obviously, with the knee injury, was pretty bad. So I don't think the actual bowl can help them. I think that it's the guys in the top 12 in the playoffs, it's an opportunity to go out there and try to, you know, finish what you started and have a chance. You have a chance to win a national championship. And I think that's what all of our goals are, whether you're in Pop Warner, high school, playing for a state, you know, college, playing for a national championship, or the NFL, playing for a Super Bowl. You got a chance for the playoffs, you're gonna play. But I don't think the draft status is much affected by better, you know, to improve in those last couple games.
And quick with that assessment, because, you know, you're a Cane, and you've actually talked about this before on the show. Is Cam the best? Because it was crazy that Gabriel beat him in votes. But I know Cam's better than Gabriel. The Shedeur Sanders-Cam thing is the one I'm going back and forth on.
I was a little surprised. But, again, I take that back to there was another opportunity to play on a huge stage against a good opponent, and that's what Oregon had. And listen, like it or not, the conference championship games, there's a lot of eyeballs. You got 900 voters. Do you think 900 voters are watching Boise State in the middle of the year? Maybe one or two games. You're trying to watch games as it goes and those, but to ball out in a conference championship game like both of those guys did. I mean, you got to credit them because they had an opportunity and they took it and played great. But I would just say this. I from the first time I saw Cam, he can spin it. He's accurate as heck with the ball. Got some issues, maybe holds it a little bit long at times, and may take some risk, which you and I both know once you get to the league, you don't take risks with that ball. That ball is golden and you don't want to turn it over. Rather be second and 10 than risk a pick. But, I don't think there's any reason why Cam will be successful and not to take anything away from Shedeur. I think he's talented as well and going to be successful in that league if they get in the right system and they got a decent offensive line and they got some guys to throw to, because it doesn't matter how talented you are throwing the ball. If you don't have anybody to throw to or any block for you, you're going to look pedestrian at best.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.